Okay, let's go.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Welcome top everyone. So we're going to try something. a little bit unusual this time, which is instead of kind of speaking through the sheet. Efraim, have you got a copy of the sheet?
There's one over there. Yeah.
I'm going to kind of try to throw it back to you guys.
Basically, see if this works.
Okay. Well, I know.
If I had known.
He said guys.
So I'm going to. I tell you what. Let's start. I'm going to start by trying to summarize a little bit the Gemara, right? But basically, what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to summarize the Gemara and want everyone to start thinking about if you were the Posek Gadol, if you were a Rishon, yeah. How would you paskin based on this Gemara? Okay, now obviously, if you look at the cheat sheet, you'll see that there's actually a machlokus in the Rishonim. But let's not look at the cheat sheet. Okay, so basically, just kind of taking a step outside, yeah. So we've got our Mishnah on Kaf Ches, yeah, that says that you cannot sharpen a knife. You aim mashchizim as a sakin. You can't sharpen a knife with the sharpener on yontif, right? But what can you do? You can take two knives and basically grind kind of two knives together. Mm-hmm. That's the Mishnah. And then you've got a statement of Rav Huna. So Rav Huna says the Mishnah is talking about a stone grinder. But if it was a wooden grinder, then that would be different. That would be okay. Okay. Then on the back of that, you then got, right, Rabbi Huda Amar Shmuel. Now, Rabbi Huda Amar Shmuel has a statement, and it becomes a little bit complicated, yeah, because he's basically making difference between, yeah, sharpening and removing fats, yeah. But what's not clear is really what he's going on, yeah. Now, there's kind of different possibilities. First of all, is he going on contrast of Rav Huna in terms of, yeah, difference between stone and wood, or is he going on the Mishnah, right? Which is the difference between kind of sharpening, yeah, using a sharpener versus one knife against another, right? So that's one question, yeah. But within both of those possibilities, yeah, it's basically he can either be going on the ratio or he can be going on the safer, right? What do we mean by that, right? If he's going on the ratio, then basically it ends up being a cooler, right? Because what he would say was, yeah, he would say that, let's say, you know, a stone sharpener that we're talking about, that it's forbidden, yeah. That's only to sharpen, right? But to remove fats is okay, right? In which case, the whole argument is only on sharpening, yeah? And the thing that's permitted is permitted for sharpening and obviously for removing fats, yeah? The thing that's also is permitted for removing fats. So if it's going on the first part, the ratio, it's okay. Yeah, it's makel. Whereas the other way of putting it, yeah, is it's going on the safe, in which case in both permutation, so to speak, it will be machmir, right? What we'll be saying is when we say it was mutter, it was only mutter to remove fats, right? But to sharpen, yeah, would be asa even for the thing, whether it's the wooden one or whether it's one knife against the other. So that's basically Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, okay? And on the back of that, yeah, we then have a statement of Rav Chisda. Well, the Gemara asks, who does the Mishnah go like? Yeah, when it's saying it's asa to sharpen, who does the Mishnah go like? So Rav Chisda basically says the Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Huda, because there's a machlokus, Rabban and Rabbi Huda, about machshiri ochel nefesh. So what is that? Yeah. So we all know that you can do malachas on yontif, yeah, or most malachas, certain parameters, right? If it's for ochel nefesh, right? However, right, that's where it's directly for the needs of eating, yeah? But what happens when the malacha is done, yeah, in order, not for the food itself, right, but in order to prepare an implement that's then used for the food, it's kind of one step removed. And a knife is a classic example, yeah? Can you do a malacha to prepare a knife, yeah? So that's where the machlokes is Rabban and Rabbi Huda. Rabban and say no, yeah, and we'll see this week, Mitzvashem, there's all drushes, yeah? And maybe next week this time we'll be talking about that machlokas, because it's a very interesting machlokas. But basically Rabbanan say no, yeah? And Rabbi Huda says, yeah, that's mutter. There's a drasha lachem that includes even machshiri ochel nefesh. So again, Rav Chisda says that the Mishnah is like Rabbanan, not like Rabbi Huda, and it seems to be he's happy to say, sign his name up to going like Rabbi Huda. Okay. And then after that, we then have a number of maisim. Right? either rubber, tumycin, where basically they took a knife and sharpened it, yeah, against either a wooden basket or against a millstone, yeah. And they were asked, you know, what they were doing. They were saying, "Well, we're removing fats," yeah. But in reality, it was clear that they were actually sharpening it. And what comes from there is, yeah, that it seems to be that halacha seems to be that like you can sharpen in this way, but a moen kein, right? But we don't teach that way. It has to be kind of done in a kind of discreet way. And then we had the idea of showing your knife to a hacham, that there's machlokas that could be problematic. And we finished off by saying, right, kind of a statement that a blunt knife can be sharpened, yeah, right, but only if it can kind of usable, right. Whereas if it's completely not usable, yeah, then that can't be done. Okay, in the kind of kit, so to speak, overall, that's the kind of thing. So if let's throw it out to everybody, yeah, see how we go. Like, so based on that, how would we say we should paskin, right?
Paskin
what? Okay, so that's yeah.
No.
So first of all,
house,
I tell you what. Let's first of all say. Would we say like halacha according to this sugya? Would the halacha go like Rabbanon and Rabbi Huda in terms of, you know, like Rabbi Huda, like Rabbanon seemed to say you can't do sharpening at least unless depending on the different girsas, yeah. Certainly with mashchezes, yeah. But would we go like Rabbanon and Rabbi Huda? Would we say you can do sharpening or you can't do sharpening?
You definitely have to do it secretly.
Okay.
Maybe if you pass in like Rabbi Huda.
Okay. Well, right. first step. Yeah, are we agreed that we do we think we're going Rabbi Huda? Lachor, we're going like Rabbi Huda.
Meaning because.
No, because we have Rabbi Chista, right? Who says the mission is not Rabbi Huda, but he's happy to sign his name to Rabbi Huda, and we've got a couple of Meisim that sound very much like Rabbi Huda, and yeah. We finish off by saying.
True, and also the first ones were just really kind of just qualifying. Was good that was pointing to the Mishnah, maybe not as stronger.
Meaning the first Meisim?
No, but Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmur, we're just saying, well, this is Peshat in the Mishnah.
Yeah. They were saying Peshat in the Mishnah. Right. It wasn't a Pesach. I hear also. Yeah, they were explaining like, what the Mishnah is.
What you're saying,
right.
So okay, look, fine, good. Come back.
First step, I would have thought on this circuit, we're probably going like Rabbi Yehuda, because we've got Rav Chisda, we've got Rav and Rav.
Probably
you
can disagree if you just
want to
say.
No, I'm saying, and then we've got the end saying sharp. I'm saying not 100%. Rav Chisda is a pretty strong thing, yeah, because he's clearly saying Mishnah's not like Rabbi Yehuda, and he's prepared to say, but if we're going with Rabbi Huda, so here's going to be the key question. I should have, you know, let's clarify a little bit, yeah?
Okay.
So what kind of sharpener do we think, if we're going like Rabbi Huda, that you can use? Do we think you can use a stone sharpener, like a classic mashchezes, you know, the, right?
I think or maybe Huda goes the whole way, the whole book.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. He owes Machizri Ochel Nefesh. Okay.
There was a whole, just having a look back, I mean, Chaf Beis on the Lav, there was a whole string of things that Rabbi Yehuda allowed.
Right. Because Machizri Ochel Nefesh, I hear.
And it seems a little like with.
Ephraim, you, what do you think?
I was going to say the same thing.
Same thing? Everyone?
Well, no, I was going to say it really kind of depends on Amar Rabbi Yehuda Raf. Meaning, because if you've got the qualification of the Mishnah, right. And then the Rav Chisda says the halacha is not like that. I mean, basically saying according to the opinion, I suppose that was matter the most, right? I mean, he said the Mishnah is only talking about sharpening, right? So if you say the Mishnah is not like that, then he's allowing you to use a.
Well, if the Mishnah is saying that what's asa is sharpening with a wooden, if we're going to say what's asa is not sharpening, right? But what's asa is only removing fats, and then sharpening is
saying,
okay.
Totally
and even the Rabbanim will say that it's okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you're saying that the Rabbanim are more lenient.
Well, no, the Rabbanim are more strict.
They don't let you sharpen, right? The Mishnah's talking about sharpening. They don't let you sharpen. But then Rabbi Yehuda would.
Say across the board.
Yeah,
but the thing is that just the last qualifying line is just as long as the knife is useful.
Okay, that's going to be important.
Yeah, but that was Turkey. Yeah, but Rashi said that was Turkey and Sailor, though. Didn't sound like it was a Malacha as.
Yeah, but still, the Chol is maybe not the whole
thing. I mean, don't take a piece of metal and then like sharpen it and make it into a, you know, like start crafting it into a knife on the altar.
Right.
Like, It needs a quick.
I hear. So okay. So anyone in here? So far we've cut everyone. Okay, the conclusion here has been we're probably going like Rabbi Huda, and we think it goes the whole way. Yeah.
Maybe based on what you have been saying, though, right? You made the point that maybe the knife is not fully. It's like dull, but it's not. You can't start from scratch. It's sort of usual. It needs to just be improved.
I'd agree with that. Yeah. According to that bottom, however, one qualification is we want to say right. That the bottom line in the Gemara seems to suggest that it can't be completely blunt, basically. It has to be usable in some ways.
In light of that, could it be that you can't really use them as a shell oven? Like, you don't need something of that level. Maybe it's only shell eights, and that is
within review, or... We're going to get there a bit, but I'm not sure based on that line per se, right? Based on that line per se, because that's not quite dealing with which mashkezis you're using. It's more what the knife is like before you start using it, okay. Yeah? But has anyone online got an opinion? No? Okay. So I'm going to throw you out just to be devil's advocate a bit. Yeah. So if what we're saying is true, what about the mycim though? Yeah. If both of these mycim seem to be using wooden or not using stone, dafka, no. Right. We've got the first one where he did it against a wooden basket. Right.
And then
we've got the second one where he did against a millstone, but it's not that's different from a stone. It's like it's definitely different. Yeah, it's not against a stone grinder. No.
True.
So the fact that I'm saying sometimes you can have a miser, which is just a miser, but within that miser, it seemed to be there's a sensitivity also in that case. Yeah. And also, by the way, we hadn't thrown this in, but another caveat seems to be there's something here to do with Ein Morum Kane. Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't dealt with that yet.
Right.
So the horror, they go Machmir like the Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel.
Ah, so what you want to say, going back to Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, they go Machmir, because you're saying if they go Makel, right, then, that sounds to be true. Yeah, sounds like they're going Machmir.
The basket was, there was a basket and a millstone. The basket is made of wood. What's the basket?
Yeah, it's a wooden basket.
And the millstone, is that made of ebon or is it less than that?
I think it's made of ebon, but it's different from a stone sharpener because it's not something which is dedicated. It's not specific. It's like definitely some kind of difference from, Okay, well, we've done very well. So, I mean, basically, I would have said, that Pashtus, when we say, when we first bring in Rabbi Huda, right, Pashtus, we say, Mantana de Mashkezis Asa, right? From the way we bring out the mission, it sounds like the mission is talking about a stone Mashkezis, Right? I mean, it's definitely at least talking about a stone, let's put it that way, I mean, you see that in, the very statement of Rahuna is the mission is talking about stone, but a wooden one would be okay. And then we ask, who is the one who says a stone one is Asa? And we say, well, that is Rabbanon, whereas Rabbi Huda would say it's Mutter. And then we seem to be going along saying passing number. So that all suggests like everyone started off to say, And that's basically the approach of the Rosh, right? So the Rosh says even a stone one would be Mutter, and the two goes like that, However, the Rambam is clearly not going that way, right? The Rambam is clear, The Rambam says no, A classic stone sharpener is definitely going to be Asa. Right, and the
in Rabbi Yehuda.
Well, wait a second.
Okay.
Wait a second. Slowly.
He was saying within Rabban or Rabbi Yehuda.
Well, he's going like Rabbi Yehuda. Right, and he's saying that like everyone wanted to say, that even a stone one would be mutter. That seems to be like, as we say, that we ask,
who talked Rabban and Lasser.
Yeah, so the Rabbanan Asur is stone one, it could be, it's different Lashonas, whether they Asur it for sharpening or just removing fats. But definitely, the Mishnah, his Diuk is, the Mishnah is talking about a stone one. And, this sounds pretty convincing, Diuk, We ask, who is that? That's the Rabbanan, but Rabbi Huda sounds like he's Matir, right? And then we say, we seem to be going like Rabbi Huda. Now, he has to explain the question I was talking about why then we bring Mysim about a wooden basket and a millstone. And he seems to be saying that really those mycim, we're not necessarily paskining like those mycim. That sounds like the bottom line. There's a klal from those mycim of Ein Morum. He wants to say that thing that we see from those mycim at least is, though, that we're more going like Rabbi Huda rather than the Rabbanon, interestingly. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Because the Rabbanan, could it be that they even usher a wooden one? Yeah. So maybe we go that way, Rabbi Huda, a Moham King or something like that. But basically, we don't necessarily, we're not limited to a wooden one. Yeah. In fact, he wants to say, the Rosh wants to say, a wooden one would actually be okay, because according to the Makel Lashon, even the Rabbanan would agree with a wooden one. So insofar as we go like Rabbi Huda, but not publicly against the Rabbanan, a Moham King. Yeah. Right? So therefore, if we, according to the Makel Lashon, the Rabbanan would even permit a wooden one, so actually we can even go with a wooden one and we can say that's okay. Yeah? Right. But publicly, yeah? But a stone one, mm-hmm. we would be able to go like Rabbi Huda, but just Ein Morin Kain, because there the Rabbanan do say it's Asa, right? Mm-hmm. That's basically the Rosh, yeah? But the Rambam doesn't go like that. The Rambam says clearly a stone one, the classic stone sharpener cannot be used, yeah? And he says you can sharpen it on other things. You can sharpen it on stone, actually, right? But you can't use the classic mashchezes, the machine that's used to sharpen a knife, yeah? And he brings, you know, some of the lashon he brings, you know, and you know, even the ones that can be used, a Morin Kain, yeah? So, but there's a bit of a question about where does the Rambam get his halacha from? So the Rava Magid, the Magid Mishnah, which actually the Beis Yosef follows, yeah? Wants to actually say, interestingly, that the Rambam's passing like Rabbanan, not Rabbi Huda, yeah? And he sees it in the context, because the previous halacha sounds like also that the Rambam is going like Rabbanan, yeah? So not muttering Machshiri Nefesh, right? Machshiri Ochel Nefesh. The only problem with that is that there are other places within the Rambam, yeah, which sound more like Rabbi Huda. So the other derech, which the Gra and the Ran go with, is to say no, that the Rambam is going like Rabbi Huda, yeah, mm-hmm. but yeah, that basically the way he understood this, yeah, was man tana mashchezes asa, right? Who is the one who teach mashchezes asa? Even a wooden one, right? And we'll speak that out in a second, yeah. But the question of man tana mashchezes asa wasn't just going on the stone one, right? Because everyone could hold that the stone one was asa. Who holds that even the wooden one, right, would be Asa? That is Rabbanan. That is Rabbanan. Okay, we'll speak that.
And Rabbi Yehuda would agree that a stone one's Asa.
So Rabbi Yehuda would, everyone would agree that a stone one is Asa. And we're going to speak that in a second, yeah?
No, I just wanted to ask, I can only remember two places. I think there's probably a lot of other places in Beitza, which we've mentioned, where we pask him. It seems like the Rabbanan, like for example, I think we're crushing with a pestle, and that we had to use a wooden one, not a classic one. Mm. Right.
So that was, yeah.
We didn't seem to bring in like Machshiri.
Well, that was Ochel Nefesh. That was Ochel Nefesh itself.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm saying even with Ochel Nefesh,
we had to make a shinui there. Like,
yeah. Even with Ochel, that's what I'm saying. It's a complicated thing, like this. I'm saying you can't necessarily different malachas have slightly different gedarim. So there, when it came to grinding, yeah. We saw Be'etzem, it's Ochel Nefesh, it's kind of Mutter, yeah, it is Mutter, right? But somehow there was some kind of requirement for a Shinui, and, you know, it was a Rabbanan kind of din, yeah, which was an extra level, and there was a whole question about what type of Shinui. But that was a bit more specific to grinding. That wasn't part of this, certainly, I don't think that would fit within this club. But anyway, getting back to here, yeah? So once again, we've got the Rosh on one side of the spectrum that's going to say the most makel, right? And the tour goes like the Rosh, yeah? You've got the Rambam, who's absolutely clear, yeah? And he basically says that using your classic mashchezes of Shel Evan is Asa, right? And by the way, the Rambam says, yeah, that the reason why seemingly we're not Morin Kain, yeah, is because, yeah, even when you're not using the classic one, we don't want people to get confused and think, oh, sharpening's okay, and they'll end up using the classic one. So everything, according to the Rambam, is a gezeirah because of the classic one, which, by the way, explains a bit, according to the Rambam, why ain't Morin Kain, yeah? And he also adds, this is a nice addition as well, the reason according to the Rambam why you can't show it to the Hacham, your knife to the Hacham, is because if it's found to need sharpening, you might go and take it to the stone sharpener. So it's like the Rambam's consistent. Yeah. There's one reason across the board here, yeah, which is you're not allowed to use your classic stone sharpener. Everything else is permitted, but there's all these gezeiras. We don't want to push you away from using a stone sharpener, yeah, and therefore ain Morin Kain, don't show it to a Hacham, right? That's due to the Rambam. The Rif is unclear, let's put it that way, right? The Rosh, who's actually going on the Rif, seems to think the Rif is like him, right? Although the Lash, the simple Lash on the Rif does not sound like that, yeah? I've quoted it. If you look on the sheet, I quoted it, yeah? But the Rosh kind of touches it up like his way, yeah? And the Ram wants to basically explain the Rif like the Rambam, yeah? So, you know, in terms of how we end up with the bottom line, yeah? Right, the Beis Yosef is more convinced by the Ram's interpretation of the Rif, right? Which means if you look at the big three, right? We've got the Rosh on the one hand, and you've got the Rambam and the Rif on the other hand. So actually, the Beis Yosef goes with those two, right? I.e. the Rif according to the Ram and the Rambam as being one Shita, and therefore Halach Lemaisa, we're kind of on the more Machmir side, yeah? And we will not permit using a classic stone one, yeah? And instead, you have to, therefore, you can only use with kind of wood or something else. And by the way, there's also the caveat we talked about, yeah, which is brought in the Shaar Tzion, yeah, that it's only if it's actually blunted on Yontif itself, right? Not so. You remember we saw in Rashi there's a concept of not if Efshar to do beforehand, yeah, right. And also the other point being, like what we said, that it has to be that it's at least usable, yeah. So we're kind of quite machmir. Now, what's quite interesting though is, yeah, to explore the Svaras a sec, yeah. Is the Ran, right, when he explained the Rambam, yeah, he brings a Svara to this whole thing, yeah? So once again, yeah, why would it be, right, that basically a stone one, a classic stone one, the classic one is Asur, and everything else is a Gezerah because of that, and how is that linked to Rabbi Huda? So the Ran has an interesting explanation, yeah? He says even Rabbi Huda, right, would say a classic stone one is Asur. Why? Because a classic stone one, I think he almost mentioned it, yeah, is, you know, is a really good sharpener. Right, and effectively, when you use that, yeah, it's kind of making it into almost a brand new knife, right? It's like, you know, you imagine one of these proper. Oh, and that's what he says. He wants to say, but he has to do the next step. So using a classic stone one is like making a new clee almost. Yeah, it's like fixing like a new clee, yeah? Making this kind of, you know, thing that's like a blunty kind of knife into a fantastic novel new knife. Yeah. But of course, we know Rabbi Huda, his Shita is, yeah, that you can do this kind of thing in terms of Machshiri Ochel Nefesh, you can do Malachas, yeah? Mm-hmm. But says the Ran, yeah, that Machshiri Ochel Nefesh is not going to be any better than Ochel Nefesh, yeah? And if you remember backwards, there's one of the classic qualifications of Ochel Nefesh, right, which is brought down the Ran, yeah, elsewhere, right? And it's relevant to Seder, as an example, yeah? Is that the kind of Ochel Nefesh, which is malachas for Ochel Nefesh, which is done for not for one day, but for many days in advance. Yeah, it's done like in large quantities and for a long period of time. Yeah, it's questionable whether it's in Deraisa or Derabbanan Din. Yeah, but those kind of things are not within the heta of malacha of Ochel Nefesh on Yontif. Malacha of Ochel Nefesh on Yontif is, so to speak, only for kind of immediate Ochel Nefesh needs. Yeah, but not the kind of malachas that are done for long periods in advance and in like large kind of industrial quantities, whatever you want to say.
Advantage for many days after Yom Tov.
Right. So says based on that Ran says, yeah, that here when you're creating a new knife isn't just something you're going to use, you know, just this one time. A new knife is going to be something used for the rest of the year. That's the kind of long-term malach. So that he says that the malach done for machshiri ochel nefesh should not be better than the malach done for ochel nefesh itself. In which case, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree. Rabbi Yehuda permits malach for machshiri ochel nefesh, but he would agree metaket to fix and make a whole new knife is asa. Yeah, and that being the case, it then fits like a bit into the, like we were saying in the Rambam. That's the whole gezeira. Everything is a gezeira because of fixing a whole new knife. Yeah, good. But what I wanted to link in back in is to what you were trying to say some time ago. Yeah, which is, well, let's think a bit about though the different lashonas. Yeah. So once again, in terms of Rabbi Huda Amar Shmuel, right? Remember, he had a lashon on, right, where he could apply a distinction between sharpening and removing fats. Either it could be on, like, you know, on the first part, yeah, in which case it was makel. Everything, you know, the malacha, so to speak, the argument is only on removing fats, but when it comes to sharpening, it's completely mutter, yeah, right. Or it could be on the sefer, which means the heter is only for removing fats, but sharpening is us. Now, when you think about it, this whole approach that we're saying, yeah, has to assume, right, that it's the second one.
Yes.
Right? Because if it's the first one, right, then we're saying even for a banon, yeah, a stone one, yeah, would be mutter to sharpen. Right? And in fact, we would say, yeah.
What do you mean a stone wall wasn't a shop?
Well, according to this, we were saying that when we said that the stone one, the Mashcheses in the Mishnah, right, which is the stone one, is Asa, right? According to the Mako opinion, we're saying it's only it's not mutter to sharpen, but take that back.
Right.
It's mutter to remove fats. It's right. Art to sharpen, mutter to remove fats. But right. That means the contrast, which right. means the wooden one, mm-hmm. yeah, or one knife against another, oh, yeah. right? That, even according to the Rabbanan, is mutter to sharpen.
Right.
Right? So now, if we're trying to... the way the Ran has to read this is, he has to say, who's the one who holds, yeah, mm-hmm. that Mashcheses with an eight, with a wooden one, is Asa.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So in order to say, in order to ask the question, who in the Mishnah holds, yeah, that using a wooden sharpener is Asa, right? That will only fit if you go with, according to the second Lashon of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, right? Because if you go with the first Lashon of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, yeah, mm-hmm. he's saying that a stone one, right, is Asa for sharpening, mm-hmm. but the contrast is a wooden one is Mutter for sharpening, even within the Rabbanon, mm-hmm. right? So therefore, and the Gra speaks this out, the Gra says, yeah, that we do have a klal that we go with the second Lashon, mm-hmm. right? So you have to say that klal is interesting because it's not just a klal in Pesach. According to the way you're reading this, Rav Chista himself was going with the second Lashon, yeah? If you want to go within the Rav. According to the Rash, it's fine. It can go with any Lashon, really, because the main point is we're going back and we're saying, who is the one who says that a stone one is Asa? That's the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree with that. Well, in both of the Shonas, the stone one is Asa, right? The main difference between whether Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel goes on the first part or in the second part is what about the wooden one or the one knife on the other? If one knife on the other, by the way, is asked to sharpen, obviously a wooden one is asked to sharpen as well, right? But the point is, according to if it's going on the safer, right, it's going on the, but we, in terms of saying the heter is only to remove fats, but to sharpen with one knife against another or a wooden one is asa for the Rabbanan, then that makes sense according to the one. You can read that in. So on the second Lashon, it works, and that's what the grower is saying. But the first Lashon, it doesn't work. Mm. So that's an important chup that you have to say, right? So it's a bit of a taich. According to the Ran, it's a bit of a taich in here, yeah? But anyway, besides the touch, the fact you have to say man tan of Mashcheses Asa is going on a wooden one, you also have to make that second step of applying the Yehuda Amar Shmuel according to the Sefer. Now, have we got a couple of minutes just to finish off one other point? So this is a Geschmacka point, yeah, that is relates to what Rabbi Yehuda was saying some time beforehand, yeah, and it's the Pnei Yeshua, yeah, because I think the Pnei Yeshua connects a little bit to this, yeah. If you remember, if you look at Rashi on the Mishnah, Rashi on the Mishnah makes it clear that the Mishnah is talking about Uvda Dechol, right? He makes the distinction between using a stone one and one knife against another in terms of whether that's Derech Chol or not, yeah? So, seemingly, that would be the approach of Rashi to explain why it's Asa, yeah? And why it's Mutter, right? It's Uvda Dechol, that's why it's Asa. And if you use a Shinui, it's Mutter, right? And that makes a lot of sense, that Mishnah, because it fits with the other Mishnahs that we saw beforehand, yeah? But the problem with that, yeah, is that when you come along to this stage where we make a distinction between Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda, they're not talking about Uvda Dechol, they're talking about Malachas, right? Malachas on Machshiri Nefesh, yeah? Or Machshiri Ochel Nefesh. So Pnei Yeshua says, from this step, yeah, you have to say that a switch has occurred. At this step, you have to say the problem in the Mishnah is no longer Uvda Dechol, right, which is what you would have thought and what Rashi speaks out, yeah, but is actually some kind of malachadika problem, and he says it's because it's michse kumitake, yeah, but the Pnei Yeshua says they're a geschmack. Why is it there that there's such a shift, yeah? So Pnei Yeshua says, I tell you why Rav Chista saw there's where Rav Chista is coming from, where there's such a shift here in this piece of Gemara, because it's going with the second Lashon, yeah, of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel.
Mm.
What does that mean, yeah? The second Lashon of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel is saying, yeah, where it's going on the safer, so to speak, yeah, is saying that basically where we're saying it's mutter, it's only mutter, right, to remove fats. But when it comes to sharpening, yeah, it's asa, which means, yeah, whether it's a wooden sharpener, whether it's one knife against another, it's always asa. So says the Pnei Yeshua, wait a sec, yeah, that is definitely with the Shinui. If the only problem was Uvda Dechol, right, then why on earth taking one knife against another and going like that? I know professional chefs sometimes do that, yeah? But putting that aside, yeah? In any normal world, if the only problem was, is this the classic way of doing it? The answer for sure would be no. You use a classic stone sharpener to sharpen your knife. If the only problem was, of the dechol, don't do things in a normal way. You know, taking one knife against another or taking kind of a wooden sharpener is not your class, it's definitely a shinui, yeah? So says the Pnei Yeshua, once we see, yeah, that all sharpening is usa, right? And the only thing that's mutter is to use one knife against another to remove fat, yeah? You know that the problem is much worse than uvda dechol. At that stage, the diuk is the problem must be some kind of michzik and mitaken, yeah? Right? It's some kind of form of tikkun, which would even apply when you're using something, a wooden or one knife against another. If you're sharpening something, that looks like you're fixing the knife, yeah? So actually, this I was thinking this fits back very nicely, yeah? That according to the Shita of the Ram, the way he explains the Rambam and the Rif as well, yeah? This whole statement, yeah, of you know, who's the one who holds its us and the distinction between Rabbi Huda and the Rabbanon is itself kind of playing off the back, yeah, of the second Lashon. So the fact that it goes within that second Lashon, yeah, and it makes sense within that second Lashon is Geschmack according to that. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Well, okay. Nice. That's just a very brief thing.